skidded and skidded. Maybach roof is back. Tell the whole world the truth is back. You ain't gotta argue about who can rap, cause the proof is back. Just go through my raps. New York, New York. Yeah, where my troopers at? Where my hustlers? Where my boosters at? I don't care what you do for stacks. I know the world glued your back to the wall. You gotta brawl through that. I've been through that. Been shot at. Shoot back. Gotta keep a peace like a boot ass. I ain't a new jack. Nobody gon' Wesley snipe me. It's less than likely. Move back. Let I breathe. Jedi Knight. The more space I get, the better I write. Oh, never I write. But if ever I write, I need the space to say whatever I like. Now just
change clothes.
Stay fresh to death, water from the projects, and I'ma take you to the top of the globe. So let's go.
Let's exchange now. Let's go.
Yeah.
And girl, I promise you, don't stop now too.
It's just me. And I ain't gonna tell you again. Let's get ghosts in the phantom. You can bring a friend, we can make this a tandem. Or you can come by yourself and you can stand them. Best believe I sweat out weaves. Give afro puffs like R-A-G-E. How you get if you can move it? Back it on up like a U-Haul truck. Then run and tell them ducks you heard Hobie new shit. He and the boy for real make beautiful music. He is to the east coast with Snoop is. To the west coast with faces to Houston. Young Hove in the house is so necessary. No bra with that blouse. That's so necessary. No panties and jeans, that's so necessary. And why you front on me? Is that necessary?
Do I?
So you look like a lame who don't understand a broad with a mean shoe game. Who's up on dot 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 and Vera Wang? My, are you insane?
That's just
what you want me to do.
Change clothes and go.
No, I stay fresh to death, water from the projects, and I'ma take you to the top of the globe. So let's go.
Let's exchange clothes and go. And girl, I promise you, don't stop now too.
It's just me.
Sexy, sexy.
Woo!
Woo! Sexy, sexy.
So necessary, man.
Woo! Sexy, sexy.
Yes, sir. It's a groove. It's a groove.
Sexy, sexy.
Bring it back. Young Hov in the house is so necessary. No bra with that blouse, that's so necessary. No panties and jeans, that's so necessary. Why you frontin' on me? Let's go to my hotel. If this don't go well with those S-dots, gotta stay fresh, my. Hell shot with a respite. Oh no, my. Please respect my. Jiggy, this is probably purple label. Or that BBC shit, or it's probably tailored. And y'all niggas acting way too tough. Throw on a suit, get it, tape it up. And let's just
change clothes.
Stay fresh to death, water from the projects, and I'ma take you to the top of the globe. So let's go.
Let's exchange now. Let's go.
Yeah.
And girl, I promise you, don't stop now too.
It's just me.
Sexy, sexy.
Sing along. Yeah.
Sexy, sexy.
Turn your radio off.
Woo. Sexy, sexy.
Put your hands in there if you're in the club. Snap your fingers now.
Your boy is back. Your bounce is back.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First of all, it's Jay-Z's birthday. Happy birthday, Jay-Z. Like he listens, but it's okay. That's Change Clothes, Jay-Z. That's the Black Album. The album was hot. It was written in 2003. It was hot. I love the way that Jay-Z is as a person, right? I like to see how people leave a blueprint. That's another album of his. A blueprint and for us to follow. Like, I'm not going to give you the game. I'm not just going to give it to you. Because see, when you give people stuff, they don't appreciate it. They don't. Then they expect for you to keep giving. Because takers have no limit. They'll keep taking. As long as you give it, I'm going to take. But they won't value it. They won't use it to their ability. They won't take that and say, you know what? They just gave me the game. Let me add my spin on it and let me let this shit flourish. Don't do that. Give the game. They'll sit around, wait for you to give them something else. Wait for you to give them something else. Wait for you to give them something else. So Jay-Z didn't do that. He said, yo, I'm going to sell you the game for $9.99. Here you go. This is the blueprint. I'm going to reiterate it. I'm going to give you some years to see how you manifest it. You didn't do that. So let me come back now and give it to you for $14.99, called 444. Still gave it to you. And what did they do? He said, we don't take money and put it to our ears. That's a disconnect. Oh, my God. So many people took that and they was like, oh, Jay-Z is foul. He's trying. The real beauty why I love him, right, and I respect his hustle, is he already mastered that part of motherfuckers gonna talk about you anyway. It doesn't matter. Good, bad, or indifferent. I don't give a fuck. But guess what I'm doing? I'm going to keep on working. I don't give a fuck what you think. I don't care what you think. I don't care what she's saying, what you saying. Y'all going to talk about me anyway. Anyway, no matter what I do, if I give you the game, if I make you pay for the game, if I donate the game, whatever it is, you still got something to say. Be it good, bad, or indifferent. You still got something to say. You still going to say something. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to still get paid. That's how that works. So, what he did was he gave him the game. He said, listen, y'all carry yourselves like you already got it. Make connections. Get out and talk to people. But don't change who you are. Know that you are progressing. So I can't take my thugs with me on Fifth Avenue and do the rah-rah, because those white people are going to get intimidated and we're going to go to jail and no one's going to listen to us. But let's go with the mind frame of, we're already successful. We already got this. And since they called us, let's act like we got it already. Okay, like we already got this in the bag. Now, mind you, he talks about how so many people turned him down. So many, right? He didn't give up. He still showed up at parties, at whatever, nightlife. Still did it. And guess where he went at the end of the day? Back to the projects. And he still did it. He did shows. He got up. People was putting him on. He did it. He gave his price. He knew his worth. And then he didn't know all about money management, right? So he was putting, as so many people was telling his story, he was putting his money in the drawer. He said, one of the rappers was like, he told me to take a couple of hundreds out the drawer if I need anything. He said, I opened the drawer. It was full of fucking hundreds. He said, then the next drawer was full of 20s, and the next drawer was full of 10s. The next drawer was full of 5s, and the last drawer was full of 1s. He was like, this nigga know what he got in his house? Like, we all could be robbed. And he didn't know about money management. Oh, he know now. He's shit. He's rich. He's not wealthy. He's trying to secure wealth. So that's why he's doing these things, to establish himself. Now, is it hard? Do we people call him a sellout? Of course. Of course. Because people don't want to see you grow, right? Because they had ample enough time to grow. People really focused on him and Dame Dash beef. He didn't. People focused on him and Kanye West beef. He did. Then it was, oh, they the Illuminati. They selling their soul. Oh, they're aliens. Like, oh my God, so many stories. But he left the blueprint. He left the blueprint. He knew who his team was, tying them. He knew who his team was, and he kept that team. He saw, out of everybody that he rolled with, he saw, yo, are they with me? Are they just for the ride? Do they believe that, yo, we can do this? Or are they ready to keep me right here? Now, he had some people, right, that said, hey, we're rich. Let's be comfortable. Let's not do nothing else. We made a few movies. You got CDs. You know, that's it. He was like, nah, no. Nah, nah, listen. We can stay right here. He said, I didn't come here to stay right here. Well, you're not gonna grow.
He said, okay. And he left those people there. He left them there.
Because they settled. He didn't want to settle. Then, as he moves forward, he lost friends. He lost people. He lost through death and through people saying, yo, you an idiot. Hey, you're fucking up. Oh, he set this one up. When he was going to court, he did a video of it. He did a song about it. You know what I'm saying? He told his story. That's what he did. He was a storyteller. He put his life in music and made it one. And he created something that other people weren't doing. He saw something. And he said, yo, he thought outside the box. Okay, was he scared? He talks about that. Did he go get therapy? He said that. Did he put his life in perspective and say, listen, eventually I'm going to have kids. I need them to appreciate this life. I want them to see the world. You know, so he started building that. Was he young? No, he was older. Then he said, I want to own stuff. So he spoke about that in his seat, in his song, in his music. It's time for us to own things. He was like, I was dumb. I should have got an apartment or a house in Dumbo. He said, now you know how I feel? Dumb, though. Like, I should have did all of that. I should have brought some artwork. So when it appreciates later on and values grow, he didn't do that. But now he is. Instead of buying flat screen TVs and jewelry and cars and getting your hair and nails done. Okay. Put money to your ear. That's a disconnect. You know what I'm saying? Teaching you how to take your money and grow. No, nobody didn't want to hear that. They want to hear about the hookers and the hoes and what we doing. So guess what he did? He separated himself and he started building his foundation. He started building his wealth and he didn't go online. He didn't say, yo, I got this. He didn't say none of that. He kept doing it. They would put him on there. Then, okay, found the baddest bitch. All right, as they say, the baddest chick, right? Got with Beyonce. He kept on talking. He talked about purple labels way before she came. So that's why I was like, what? They was like, oh, Beyonce made him. No, he was already made. Beyonce's love for him, where he wanted to be a better man, because then when he made 444, he had videos with it talking about how he cheated and things like that, and how this woman made him want to be a better man. And when he gave her, when she gave him his daughter, then his twins, like, these are mine. I made these. Okay, a parent will. Now you start, your priorities is different, right? They are. They're different. So your hunger is different. Your outlook on life is different, right? Because now you got these little people that's looking at you like, you really still want to do that? Like, what about us? So, okay. So then he said, I am going to do something else. He got with the NFL, got with the baseball team. I mean, he was doing it. He was investing. So if he didn't make another album, he was good. He was good. His wife, he supported her. There was no animosity of, oh, she makes more money than me. He didn't do that. He had his time. He was working in the back line, and he was great. Support my wife. I'm here. Here. We got the baby. Let's do it. Come on. Whatever you need, I'm right here. And didn't question his masculinity. Didn't say, oh, well, Beyonce's making all the money. He's a bitch. No, he still was working in the back line. He was promoting artists. He was helping. He was doing. He was creating. Putting words together. People wanted his voice on their vocals. And he charged his worth. You want me on this? This is how much I charge. Paperwork is sent over. Check should be deposit. That's it. I don't care if your song hypes or flops or whatever. But no, I know who I am. So if I'm on it, it has nothing but success in it. I've never seen a track with Jay-Z on it. And it wasn't top 10. Shit, top 5, top 3. I haven't seen it. You know, so he knew his worth, right? Because he know what he brings to the block. Fuck the table. He lined himself up with people, but he still didn't forget why he started this. The main reason that got him everywhere else to open doors was his music. He didn't forget that. So now he got to a place. He can not work again. Money is rolling. His wife is very successful. He's chilling, right? Of course, he had his controversy here and there. This is his kid. This is this. He's screwing this one. He's sleeping with this one. Like, you had so much. It was just horrifying because, and it was mostly a lot of black people where, in reality, this is how I perceived it. Like, we as a people were sitting there saying, not all of us, so don't come for me. Like, damn, this nigga gonna make it. Oh, no. Because if he make it and he from the projects, then that means that, oh, they gonna hold us at a different standard. Because, you know, when you from the projects, you're poverty stricken. You got the poverty mind state. You're never gonna do anything. You can't make it out with the projects, let alone Brooklyn, Marcy projects. Oh, no. Like, oh, my God, that's drug infested. Nobody comes out of the projects being successful. No. Because if he does this, then people are going to hold us at a certain level. And we're going to have to live up to it. Stop this nigga. Stop him now. Because now when you go places, it used to be, I'm from the projects. Oh, my God. Let me help you. Now it's, I'm from the projects. Good. Great. Great. They don't even need to hear the stories, the war stories. And I'm great. So that we commend you. Thank you. Okay. Keep going. That's it. It's no more handouts because Jay-Z and all of them changed the narrative. It's not where you're from. It's where you're at now. So that just, it can't use that as an excuse no more. Oh, well, I'm from the projects. This is why, you know, they never. No. So that was one. Two, he changed the game. He did. He changed it. Oh, well, he didn't come back to the block or to the community and help out. Who in this motherfucking circle own anything in this area? Who in this circle own anything? Own anything? Who? Who in this circle? You own a store? You own a building? You own anything in the community? No. So why is it our community? These are places where we live. We rent. We don't own anything. So what am I supposed to do? Rent with you? Now I can give you the game and you can start buying real estate. All y'all drug dealers that had all this fucking money, did you think about your community then? Did you think about buying houses, buying land? Did you think about that in your own community? No, but you knew how to destroy it because that's the mentality you had. Or flight. Once you get rich, bounce. Now, did he come back and do a Boys and Girls Club and opened up a lot of things to help people to get through college and all of that? Yeah. And what happened? The same people that he helped, or at least in that community, because it wasn't the people he helped, let me not lie. They were sitting there trying to destroy him. So guess what he did? He said, if I do it, people will expect more. But if my homeboys do it, then they won't have a problem. So he allowed his homeboys. That's why you have a team. I don't need to put my name on everything. Just put it in there. The same way Dick Gregory gave us a beautiful lesson. He said, I never went to the schools for my kids. I never went. And people were in the audience like, that's disrespectful. He said, no, because I'm Dick Gregory. And they would not have treated my children the way I wanted them to be, like regular students. They need an education. Don't give them special privileges. He said, so guess what? When I came home, I was the husband and the father. I took out the trash. I checked homework. I did all of that. And when it came to schools and businesses that was in our community, my wife took care of it. Miss Gregory, call her. He said, because I was on the road all the time. And when I come, then they're going to want to kiss my ass. They're going to want to, oh, the problem won't be solved. There will be no solution. It'll be put a Band-Aid on it and it'll keep happening. No, no. let my wife take care of it. And he did that as well as Jay-Z and him. If I come in the community and start opening the stuff, people are not coming so they can get the benefit. They're coming to hope that they're getting a record deal, getting to take pictures with Jay-Z. But if I got my team and my homeboy and them in here and they open it up, then people will take advantage of the resources. See how that changes? So they were on to something. They were on to something. This is why I have, you know, I inspire, like I'm inspired by them, you know, not because of how many records they made, their thought pattern, how they did this. Yes, they lost friends. People talked about them, dragged them. Guess what they did? They didn't let that shit sidetrack them. You know, people get all in their emotions. Oh my God. First of all, I'm not an emotional bitch. I'm not. I'm serious. I'm not. I can't be. Because emotions doesn't pay bills. Emotions doesn't move you where you need to go. It doesn't. Somebody has to have a calm head. A calm head prevails much. So if I'm sitting here getting all fucking emotional with you, we gonna sit there and be broke. I just told the story, you know, just a few minutes ago about my brother and me. My brother is the emotional one. My brother is the one that will hold your hand, my brother man. He's the one that will hold your hand. He'll be like, yo, let's go smoke a blunt and sit there and he'll talk to you. And he'll be like, oh, you cry together, all of that. But when they go, oh, I'm going to see, I'd be like, no, not my sister. No. Now, back in the day, we would be sitting there and this nigga get all emotional, right? And I used to sit there with him. This is why I'm so messed up, because they created me. I would sit there with him and we'd be all emotional. Oh, I can't believe we didn't do that. But we had ample enough time. So then we see somebody else with it and he'll go, damn, man, I wish I would have. So now I learned. While he's sitting there being emotional, I'm going over here to get what I need to fucking get. And then when we come back, it's, damn, I got, no, we got it. He'd be like, oh. So when he wanted something, he know how to put those emotions to the side and go and get what he needed to get. That nigga needed sneakers. That nigga was out in the street. He gonna give him a pair of sneakers and he coming back with a pair of sneakers. Okay. But when he get all emotional and it's dealing with relationships and what people think and all of that, I ain't got time for that shit. Now that he's older, he doesn't either. But when we were younger, that's it. So I'm like, listen, when people tell me, oh my God, I'm emotional, I back up a little bit, because I can't base my life on emotions. And if I have a responsibility, my responsibilities have to come first. I can't put my life in your hands. I don't know if you're capable enough to carry it. That's what I love about Jay-Z and them. I can't put my life, my dreams, my vision in your hands. I don't know if you're capable of carrying it. But guess what? It's not your life. It's mine. So when something go wrong, they're not going to look at you. They're going to look at me. Hey, you signed up for this. Hey, this is your thing. Okay, I don't have to know everything. I don't need, but I'm going to learn. And these experiences are going to be with me for the rest of my fucking life. Now, when I go places, I go dolo. When I'm doing stuff, if I'm stuck, I know how to pick up the phone. Hey, such and such, you know, but people that have years and people that already did this. A writer hangs around authors, right? They don't hang around people that started writing. Wow, we both on the same level. We're not going to learn shit. Hang around authors. A spiritualist, right? Or someone starting out, they're going to hang around spiritual people, right? A person that wants to be a pilot or fly planes, they're going to hang around aviation schools. They're going to hang around with pilots. They're going to hang around with people that have that knowledge and the experience. Even when I was young, I knew eventually I would have my own place, right? And I did. I would hang around people that lived on their own. When it came to marriages, I first started out hanging with my first marriage. I was hanging around people that were single. That shit didn't help me. I started cheating. I started doing all that. But when I started hanging around the second marriage, I started hanging around people that were married for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. I learned that communication is key. I learned that two people working together can have a phenomenal experience. And for the first part, we did. We had a phenomenal experience. Our children went on vacations. We, you know, we worked together. We made sure, yo, let's discuss this shit. You know what I'm saying? And then when the kids got grown, we never worked on ourselves. See, that's why you learn. We never worked on ourselves. What do we have in common? What did we have that once these kids and everybody is gone, What do we have? We didn't have nothing. We just had the kids holding us together. So now the kids is gone. There's nothing holding us. So now we got to separate because it's not working. At the end of the day, we're not even compatible. We're cool friends, but we're not even compatible. Like, nah, I don't like where you're going and you don't see where I'm going. So, okay. So now you get a relationship, you communicate. You understand where that person is coming from. You do your part. You know what I'm saying? An old head once told me, because I remember, man, I wanted to hang out with my friend Niecy and them. Like, they was going to the city. They was going to party. They was doing all that. And an old head said, they're partying and doing all of this. They said, yo, I guarantee you, years down the line, they gonna wish they did what you did. Put your head down. Yeah, feel sorry for yourself for about an hour, but go and do what you were doing. So you can experience and enjoy life later on, like you should. Right now, you put your head down and you work, learn, do what you need to do. Fuck partying. Partying will come later. It hurt it. Not even gonna lie, because I wanted that. I wanted to hang out. I wanted to, you know, run the streets. I wanted to be, you know, with my friends in the spotlight. Like, I wanted to do that. But it was an old head that was like, baby girl, they gonna be old trying to get their life together and figure it out. You do this shit now. When you get old, you can relax and live your life. I'm telling you, peace. You gonna have peace because you put that work in. I did it. I ain't even gonna lie. I did it. When days I wanted to hang out and stuff, I didn't. I was learning, head in a fucking book, going to different events, fucking lectures and stuff, and, you know, attending different things and being caught bored, going to bed early. You know what I'm saying? Like, ugh. No shade. At the end, though, I'm not rocking the race. I'm not sitting there trying to figure it out. I can go and travel and enjoy life. I know I'm not rich. Don't get it twisted. Shit. I'm trying to make it just like everybody else. But I can be comfortable. I know who I am. I appreciate who I am. And it's funny because even people that I know now, they'll be like, oh, but I'll tell you who you are. And I'll be sitting there like, okay, the fuck? Oh, okay. All right. And I'll just laugh. But at the end of the day, I know who I am. I put that work in. I did. I'm not going to sit here and allow no one else to dictate my life because that shit is funny. But just do you. Put that work in. Don't worry about what other people think. Yeah, you want to have fun? Great, do it. But don't complain later on when shit down the line. Yeah, right now it's fun. Shit. Oh my God, I'm working. I'm chilling. I'm partying. I'm doing it. I don't like robbing Peter to pay Paul. I don't. I don't want to be like, damn, if I pay for this, I got to. Nah, see, I don't like that. And the fuck with me working and building and doing all that, and I can't enjoy none of the fruits of the labor? No, I'm enjoying it. What's the usual working? Oh, but I want to party every night. I want to do this. And secondly, I don't drink. I don't drink. You know, my father was an alcoholic at first. So I don't drink. I don't. I seen what alcohol do to people. I'm not the one to put a battery in nobody's back. I'm me when I, and it doesn't end well. So I just remove myself. People are drinking, I leave. Like, oh, okay, all right, see you later. And I just remove myself. I don't stop nobody else from drinking. Get your drink on. I drink tea, juice. I don't even drink soda. But I can't stop you from you drinking. So drink. Get your drink on. That's you. I don't. But guess what? The same way I can remove myself, I'm not mad. Yo, enjoy. Finish enjoying. Yo, it's your shit. I'm out. So don't expect me to be places where people are drinking. That's not me. It's not me. I'm serious. It's not me. And it's not, oh, wow, that's fucked up, or wow, you should have been there. No. For what? I wouldn't ask you to be someplace where you are not comfortable, so don't ask me. That's what friendship is, respecting people's boundaries.
understanding, you know, how people are and respecting it. And I respect everyone. Like, yo, if you don't do this, great. I won't do it in front of you. Don't mean that I'm going to stop doing it, but I won't do it in front of you because it's either a trigger or you don't like it. All right. You know what I'm saying? That's what you get from learning people, from understanding people, respecting people's boundaries. And what did I say? A giver will give, but a taker, they don't have a limit. They don't. They don't have a limit. They'll keep on taking, and they don't give a fuck. And guess what? After you finish giving, and you'll say, well, okay, I'm going to give you this. Go and make your life great. They're not making their life great. For what? For what? That's why I stopped. I don't give out ideas no more. I don't inspire no more. No, you want this? Then pay me. Pay me. I'm not, nah, no. Well, what can you do? Pay me. I'm going to get something out the deal. If I'm not getting nothing out the deal, guess what I'm not doing? I'm not doing that. Listen, why do I, right, on some real, and you know, if you feel some kind of way, thank you. If not, then, you know, let's talk. But why am I out here busting my ass, learning, talking, doing all of that, and you didn't do anything, and I'm going to give it away to you for free because we're friends or because I like you or because, nah, that's it. You get one shot. I'm going to help you. I'm inspire you that one time. Guess what happens? After that, to the side. And I love you. I will still root for you, all of that. But you won't get a oh my God, what should we do? No, because if I gave it to you and you didn't do nothing with it, what am I doing? So I'm going to sit here and wait for you? Well, wait broke the bridge. I'm out. I still have to take care of what I need to take care of. Okay. Oh, wow. Ifa Bayo, you know, okay. You come with this problem. Have a solution. Let's figure it out. Have a solution. That's it. You come with a problem. Hey, Ifa Bayo, this, and this. Okay, what's your solution? Oh, you know, think outside the box. Allow your creativity to roar. Don't worry. And you know, what stops most people is, well, what are people going to say? I don't give a fuck what people say. How do you feel? I really want to do this. I want to sell tomatoes out of jar. Okay, sell it. But people are going to laugh at me. Did you see anybody else selling tomatoes out of jar? No. So how do you know people are going to laugh? Why are you making this story in your head? What are you scared of? Fear? Okay, wow. Okay. Change clothes. So I love that song. Change clothes and go. Change the narrative. Let's go. Okay, I'm going to start on it. You'll see a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. Majority of this is what happens. No lie. Maybe about 4 months from now, somebody will hit me up and be like, you know, I haven't forgotten what I was going to do. You know, it's just that all this stuff happened and all of it. Girl, why are you giving me? Or they'll block me and be like, oh, Ifa Bayo, she's too aggressive and stuff. And she be expecting too much. I don't give a fuck. But I'm always the villain in someone's story. So I laugh. You was the one that said you wanted to sell tomatoes in a goddamn jar. All I did was say, go for it. You can do it. And all of a sudden, now I become the enemy because you didn't do what you said. I don't give a fuck. Consistency is key for me. I have to be consistent. Even if I take a break, I still got to get back up and start. Not from the beginning, but from where I am and keep going. You don't erase the experience. You get everything you learned and you start from where you are right at that moment. But instead, it's easier to say, Ifa Bayo, she does too much. Oh, my God, I can't. I can't. Okay. Or, you know what? If she's being a part of it, I'm not going to be a part of it. Okay. I've been uninvited to a lot of things. And then later on down the line, I don't break. I don't be sitting there saying, oh, wow, that's fucked up. No. I have to always make sure that my shit is solid. Because just in case, people are fallible. Just in case somebody will start something and be like, oh, I don't like what you said. I'm not going to invite them no more. Okay. Then I'm going to do this over here. A friend of mine said, yo, I put too much work in to be someplace for free. You'll get one special appearance from me after that. Fuck, I'm just sitting here gossiping for free. I can do that in my living room. It was like, nah, I can do that on my own page. Even then, they still send me love offerings. Like, nah, I'm not doing that.
That's gossip. What are we doing? Oh, but we're educating the masses. Yeah, no. When it's free, this is the concept that they told me. And mind you, I ain't dissing nobody that wants to do cards for free. You want to build up your platform? Great. Go ahead. But this is the part that I had to learn, right? And an old head told me this. You took all of the tools and everything and you hand-built your mansion the way it was. You built it. Oh, my God. You built it. It's beautiful. Everything is exceptional, very authentic, all of that. And you go and live in a garbage can inside of a trailer park. And I'm like, what? That don't make no sense. He said, because you went to get crowned. You went to do all of this. You went and took all these classes. You went and invested in yourself so you can get the knowledge and do and move forward just so you can give it away for free. Did you have to get it for free? No, you had to sacrifice. You had to do some shit you didn't want to do. You had to go places you didn't want to go. You had to risk losing money so you can go over here because later on you knew it would benefit you. And you're going to give it away for free. These people haven't worked for it. They haven't earned it. They haven't done none of that. They have the same opportunity, the same 24 hours. So you're going to give it away for free. You can give people an introduction. Hey, sign up. You come and do. That's great. But you're going to give it away for free. What sense does that make? Oh, because I know what some of y'all say. Oh, but you do conversations with E5 Bay and you do Get Mug Monday. I'm highlighting. I am also talking about people that send me emails and texts of, hey, E5, I'm going through this. And I say, it's me. Or you can presume it's me or, you know, whatever. But I'm giving the community awareness. That's what I'm doing. Now, am I giving a service? Am I sitting here saying, hey, this card means no. Pick a number every month or every so many months and you get a mini reading, two sentences. That's it. You want anything else? Book a reading. That's my promo skills or what I'm doing. That's it. But I'm not, even pimps, and I know a lot of them, they go, the game is sold, not told. Iceberg Sim gave you the whole game in Pimp for what? For $10.99 when it first came out? Now it's like what? $7.99, $5.99 if you catch it on sale. But if you want the original copy, you're going to pay a few thousands. He sold the game and put it in a book with stories of his life to let y'all know and gave y'all all of the lingo of what pimps do every day, the everyday life of a pimp, and how they get women and all of that. He sold it. He didn't give it to you. He sold it. He even told you how he got his name, Iceberg Slim. And it was amazing because Dave Chappelle explained it, right? Even him, he stood on his morals and principles. He said, yo, I got sons and a daughter now. He said, my son would never see me in a dress. He said, no offense to the LGBT community or none of that, but that's not me. And he said, my moms and them didn't raise me like that. I don't have nothing against them, but that's not me. So they told him, well, if you don't do what I say, you're no more. He said, okay. He had already invested in a lot of things. He did. He went, got a farm, him and his wife. They live over there in Redneck County, and he took care of his life. And then, you know, that itching came back because you can't forget your love, your compassion, your gift. And he was like, yo, the community is horrible. But then he said he had to come to this realization. You can't change the system from without. You have to be on the inside. Okay. And you got to focus on what you are. People will follow you when you know what you are doing. Be honest, be truthful, and just be you. That's why people love Dave Chappelle. Now, you got some people that can't stand his ass. Oh, I hate Dave Chappelle. But he was like, yo, it's okay if you don't like me. It's okay. I'm good. I'm going to say what I need to say and move on. And it's up to you. So when people were like, well, why are you not like other comedians? He said, because I'm Dave Chappelle, bitch. I said, I love him. I love him. I love him. So, listen, be inspired. You don't have to be like them because your outcome is always going to be different. Don't allow someone to dictate your life. You know, don't give up. Just action. Go forward. Stop saying what you're going to do, what I'm going to do, and I might do. No, execute it. Do it. Action. Do it. Do it. Oh, my God, but I don't know. Do it. Do it. Do it. But people are not, I'm not worried. Listen, I had held a class for 6 weeks with just 3 people. I was okay with it. I held a class with 1 person. I'm okay with it. It works for me. You know, it works for me. I had people run and say, oh, I didn't get what I wanted to get. Okay. But then when they came back, I'm sorry, I want, pay. But you pay up front because you can't do a payment plan. Yeah. But pay. I work out payment plans. You know what I'm saying? That's up to you. But you know, people have, oh, I don't want to talk. Oh, I'm scared. Listen, that's on you. I can't change who you are. That's your thing. I can only show you, inspire you, uplift you, motivate you. But if you don't do the work, I'm not going to waste my time, because the one thing we can't afford to waste is time. I'm not Benjamin Buttons. I'm not getting younger. I'm getting older. And I don't have time to be sitting here wasting with your ass, worrying about what you going to do and you never do it. No. If you don't do it, then bye. That's it. Find your signature, do that, and grow. And grow. That's all. That's all you need to do. You don't need to do anything else. All that other shit is extra. It's icing on the cake. I don't need icing on the cake. I need to enjoy my life and live. That's what I need. Like you need. We all need it. I give thanks and praise. Thank you. Appreciate you. I love you all. Thank you for being a part of Morning Pudding. Thank you for tuning in, for sharing, for liking. Hit like, as always. You know, share if you can. Thank you. Thank you on everything. Thank you. I appreciate you. But even if you stop, I'm going to still go. That's why I tell people. And people get offended when I say it now. Ain't nobody outworking me. I'm fucking consistent. I didn't come this far just to come this far. I can't speak for you. I can only speak for me. Even when I'm homeless, when I'm sick, whatever, I'm still going to do what I need to do. Even if I only get 1 listener, because at one time that's all I had. I don't care. I can get 1 listen, 2 listen, 3 listen. Somebody listened. That's it. That's all. And I'm going to still do it. If I get 0 listens, I'm going to still do it. Because I don't know how to fold. I didn't come this far to come this far. I'm going to continue. Whatever you do is on you. I can't speak for you. Because see, at the end of the day, when I'm standing in front of the creator, or even when I'm standing in front of the elders, they're going to ask me, what did you do? They're not going to ask me about your business. They're going to ask me about mine. So it is now time for me to put my life in perspective and continue what I started. I don't have the option or the opportunity to sit and play. I'm not 20. Even 20-year-olds, they're dying left and right. So, nah, I'm good. I'm good. So remember that. Emotions doesn't pay bills. Action pays bills. Saying what you're going to do and not carrying it out, it doesn't get you where you need to go. If this is what you want to do, great. If not, then don't block the people that are. If you choose to settle, that's on you. Can't nobody complain. That's your job. That's you. But don't think everybody else is supposed to settle too. If you don't know what you're doing, then go and invest in yourself. Don't ride the coattails of someone else. Why? Because see, when that person cuts that fucking coattail, then what? Uh-uh. If you're going to give me a shot, like Eminem said, you only get 1 shot. 1 fucking shot. I'm going to take it. It catapulted me, and I'm grateful. No, I'm not super famous. I'm not this. No, the fuck? I'm still here. Making sure I get that 1 shot. But I got to align myself indoors
that I need to be in. Okay? Love you all. Appreciate you all. Today classes start at 1 o'clock. Then I'll also be doing a class at 3:30 on Vibes as well. But my classes are 6 weeks. Vibe is one day. February, I'll be at The Conjure in Omaha with Izzy and them. Then in April, I'll be with Yvette, the Motown Witch, and Casey and all of them. And teaching classes. Still catch me on Monday, Get Mug Monday. On Wednesday, Conversations with Ifa Bayo. Sundays, you know, Sunday's Best. Definitely keep a look for the top 25. Right now, we at number 4. And it's my ever-loving Anthony, who I love so much. And, you know, like I said, 25. You don't know who's going to be picked. You know what I'm saying? So don't, if you're not picked, it's okay. I don't hate you. Don't hold no secret animosity. None of that. But if you've been on it, and I've been doing it for all these years, and you've been on it, let's get up from the table and allow somebody else to get on there. For real. Seriously. If you're always on it, come on. You yourself have to realize, yo, it's new people, up and coming spiritualists that needs to be, you know, promoted. Come on. I'm not here to kiss nobody's ass, but also, come on. You know, these people are out here. Let's put them out there. Let's get them where they need to go. You know? So it's called uplifting, inspiring, motivating. So Anthony is on there, you know, number 4. I love him. I do. I love him to death. So as always, plum, pleasing pleasure, y'all. Catch me 1 o'clock today. Sign up for classes. Seats and spaces still available. Or at 3:30 with the Vibes. You know, seats are still available for there too. But I'm here. I'm here. And for all of those, again, public service announcement. If you have been abused, hurt, in the spiritual community, bullied, preyed upon, fraudulent services, I don't have all the answers. And I'm working on getting licensed therapists to talk to you that are senderos or spiritualists. So they see it from your point of view. Talk to someone. You know, you have receipts. Let the community be aware. Don't be silent, because then you give them the license to do it to others. And we can't do that no more. Shut them down as well. Shout out to the Wendy T-shirt lady for selling the shirts. Shut them down. $20 plus shipping and handling, and parts of the proceeds go to helping those that have been abused and taken advantage of in the community, the spiritual community. Let's support. Don't sit there and act like, huh, it's Ifabe. It's not my company. A company stepped up, and that's what they did. And I'm grateful for it, because that's what we're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? So, as always, like I said, a plum, pleasing pleasure. Enjoy your day, and don't just say it, do it.